CBC News with Julie Candler. The man accused of carrying out the Boston Marathon bombing in 2013 has been found guilty of multiple charges that carry a death sentence. After the jury deliberated for more than 11 hours, Jocko Athanaev was convicted of all 30 counts, including using a weapon of mass destruction to kill three people at the marathon and murdering a police officer several days later. Nick Bryant has the details.
Jocko Athanaev stood with his head bowed as the 30 guilty verdicts were read out in court. He cast himself as a soldier in a holy war. He targeted Boston's famous marathon because the eyes of the world were beyond the city and placed a pressure cooker bomb close to the finishing line and next to a row of small children. Athanaev's defense team admitted his role in the bombings but claimed he was under the influence of his elder brother Tamerlan, who was killed in a shootout with the police. They'll make that case again in the second phase of the trial, which will determine whether he'll receive the death penalty or life imprisonment.
Sentencing will take place next week. The Iraqi government has announced the start of a new offensive against Islamic State militants. The campaign will focus on the vast al-Anbar province, a predominantly Sunni Muslim territory west of Baghdad. Jim Muir reports.
The Iraqi Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, flew to the airbase at Habaniya on the Euphrates River to oversee the start of the campaign to, as he put it, liberate al-Anbar in its entirety from the IS militants. As hostilities began, the immediate focus appeared to be on an area to the east of the provincial capital, Ramadi, where IS fighters were reported to have been pushed back. Another major city closer to Baghdad, Fallujah, was said to be blockaded on three sides amidst a build-up for an assault.
Aid supplies have at last begun reaching Yemen after a series of delays as the humanitarian situation deteriorates amid continued fighting. The International Committee of the Red Cross says a ship carrying medical supplies has docked at Aden. Two planes were also expected to land in the capital Sana'a, loaded with aid. A protest against police brutality has taken place in the U.S. state of South Carolina, where a white police officer has been charged with shooting dead a black man who was running away, Ali McBull reports.
There have been demonstrations here in North Charleston after the killing of Walter Scott, who was 50 years old, but they are small. But this time round, there has been unusually swift action against the police officer involved, brought about, many feel, because of the mobile phone footage that exists of the incident.
The footage is chilling. It shows Walter Scott running from Officer Michael Slager, and as he gets further away, the officer pulls out a gun and fires 8 times. Mr. Scott slumps forward to the ground, motionless, but he's handcuffed in any case. It all happened after Mr. Scott, apparently unarmed, was stopped for having a broken rear light on his car.
BBC News. An American woman has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for killing her son in order to attract attention for her blog on social media. Lacey Spears poisoned 5-year-old Garnet by administering lethal doses of salt through a drip as he lay sick in hospital. She then wrote online about his failing health. Prosecutors called her a calculated child killer. The judge in New York said she was suffering from a rare mental disorder, Munchausen by proxy, in which a parent deliberately inflicts harm on a child to seek attention. Russia's President Vladimir Putin says the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras did not travel to Moscow seeking a financial bailout. After meeting the Greek leader, Mr. Putin denied that Russia was cultivating Greece to exploit divisions in Europe over the Greek bailout. But he told reporters that Russia could lend money to Greece for large joint projects. Mr. Tsipras called for an end to what he described as the vicious cycle of sanctions against Russia. The number of confirmed new cases of Ebola in West Africa has fallen to its lowest level in nearly a year. The World Health Organization says there was a total of 30 new cases in the past week, most of them in Guinea. Grant Ferret has this report.
You have to go back to last May, when Ebola was beginning to take hold across Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, to find a similarly low level of new infections. Liberia had no confirmed new cases in the past week. Sierra Leone fell to just 9. Schools there are due to reopen next week. Guinea also recorded a sharp fall, down to 21, but the WHO has warned that unsafe burials are still taking place in Guinea, where the first case was recorded in December 2013.
The man in overall charge of England's cricket team, Paul Danton, has been sacked weeks after England's lacklustre performance in the World Cup. Paul Danton became managing director of the England and Wales Cricket Board last year. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可 net.com。